Joe Dunlop, but he was stepping from the blue paint trying to get out in front when the shot was taken. Now the question is, will they say that that was interference enough? Mo immediately looked to his left where the official was, asking for a call, and it looks like they've taken off the headset right now. We're about to find out whether Joe Dunlop officially interfered with Jared Mo.
Upon video review, it has been determined that there was incidental contact with the goalie. We have no goal.
Incidental contact with the goaltender. No goal, so they wave that one off. And the Badgers get the first big break of the evening.
That's a big-time break. No question is that. Even though it was incidental contact, it is contact in the crease area. And wise use of the timeout by Tony Granato.
So the faceoff comes out of the Badgers zone in front of the Buckeyes bench right now. So we remain scoreless with 17:26 to go in the third period. Each team with one shot on goal here in this second period. Buckeyes control. Bricky from the blue line with a blast. Gloved out of the air by Mo, and he'll hang on and take the faceoff to his left. Now see if the Badgers can build some momentum after getting the break with the call and see if they can get on the board here first. It was LeMaster that was tied up with Dunlop and was jabbing him in the back, but Dunlop already appeared to have made contact before LeMaster even touched him.
Exactly. And when you're behind and you've got to lift your leg and have contact with that right leg of the goaltender, it's pretty cut and dried, actually.
Badgers control at the faceoff, and then LeMaster with some serious hang time on lobbing it out to center ice, so much so that Dominic Mersch was in offside and had no idea where that puck was. It was so high in the air behind him, and the Badgers are offside.
You know that Kuhlman's is saying, like, well, I hit the clock. I don't know what you were doing.
Well, that one might have if it wasn't more to the right of the scoreboard that hangs over the top of the ice here.
So as a result of that, we're going to say, last night we said, oh, I have never seen so many two-line passes.
Yeah.
Well, this is the second one we've seen tonight. Right. We saw two last night. It must be something about the lobbing ability,
I guess,
of both teams.
We've seen some stuff already here this weekend and tonight here in this series finale. Badgers winning the opener 4-0 last night. Good job by Mersch to pull it to the corner, but the Buckeyes get control of the puck. Sedlocha spins around. Former Madison Capital plays it deep. It's taken over by Lotch for the Wisconsin Badgers. He'll play it along the far side to Malmquist, who snaps a long cross-ice pass onto the stick of Mersch, brings it in over the line, but he dangled it just long enough that sent Erdahl in ahead and an offside call on the Badgers.
Yeah, it kind of, what's the terminology? Damned if you do, damned if you don't, because when he got that play, he tried to get to the blue line as quickly as he could so that Erdahl wouldn't be offside, but the defenseman kind of pinched him.
Second period has been the Buckeyes' best period all season, including the one goal they gave up last night. They've outscored opponents 34-19 in the middle frame. A centering pass here bounces off the stick of Jake Wise. Badgers trying to get it, can't get control of it. Thiessen keeping it in the zone. Gildon from the blue line, a long shot that's deflected. Couldn't be controlled cleanly by Mo, but he kept it out of the net. Kuhlemans has it now for Wisconsin. Plays it off the boards at center ice and into the Ohio State zone. Scooped up by Cole McWard. He'll play a pass that's picked off by Caulfield. Caulfield backhands it towards the front of the net. Had Bantle there, but couldn't get it to him. Ohio State's next clearing attempt by McWard fails. Jab that by Stang. Gets it in over the line. Bantle with a wrist shot right on, and Dobish makes the save and covers up.
That's good pressure. You're going to find out now here in the second period with only 4 minutes gone. The shifts are going to get real short. I think that that end-to-end action of last night and the first period, which was a lot of breakneck pace as far as I was concerned, I think you're going to see shifts get shorter and shorter, and there's going to be more scramble-type plays like we just saw.
Smolanik off the draw controls, throws it from a sharp angle right on, and Dobish gloves it out of the air, and he'll take another faceoff to his right. Last night, the first period plus had all the feelings that first goal was going to be something clean, something pretty, something good, and it was, as Luke LeMaster got it, and there were a couple of those last night. Tonight has all the feel that somebody's going to either make a bad mistake on a turnover or bounce one in off somebody's breezers.
It's going to be garbage city.
Could be. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Lindmark will take it. He's out there with Smolanik and Horbach up front. Wins it, gets it back to Vorlicki. His wrist shot is blocked up front as diving was Burnside to the ice to block it. Badgers get it down low. Lindmark is tied up by Bricky. It's in their skates. Horbach tries to jab it loose. It's controlled by Duke for Ohio State. Being harassed from behind by Horbach. Good work on the back check. Disrupts the rush. Gets the puck loose. And Horbach pushing to try to get his stick back. Has to shove Singleton. The Badgers get it back out to center ice, where Singleton now has it and takes it back into his own zone. Dayton Singleton, who was a minus two last night for Ohio State, has 7 points all time against the Badgers. Here comes Solanik in on the rush. Got a man up front in Horbach. His backhand slides it up front. He had both Lindmark and Horbach there. It bounced off the bodies, went below the goal line, and a penalty call is coming. And that upset the Badgers as they went right after whoever for Ohio State was getting whistled.
Well, interestingly enough, that's the last thing that you want to do is take an even up call.
Right.
Just accept the fact that it's a long game. You've got another 45 minutes to get that person back.
Going to the box is Scooter Bricky.
Again?
Yeah, no stranger to the penalty box, that's for sure. His first two career assists came against the Badgers.
And it looks like Owen Lindmark is going to go in on behalf of the Badgers. And now
Burnside as well for Ohio State.
So this could be a 2-1. I think mutual combatants with...
We're making up in numbers for not calling the penalty earlier that we thought was flagged. Let's just take an extra guy or two now. Two Buckeyes, one Badger in the box is the result of all this, at least for now.
And they say we're going to play 4-on-4, so one of those players in the Ohio State box must very well be a misconduct.
Roughing for Lindmark. Tripping on Ohio State. 10-minute misconduct on Davis Burnside. So you, as you mentioned, 4-on-4 with the penalties to Lindmark and Bricky.
Correct. I think that'll be the tripping and the roughing calls will be coincidental minors. And you'll also get into a situation where the 10-minute misconduct, excuse me, is handed out to Davis Burnside.
Boy, this is going to be a night when all is said and done, neither coach is going to have anything flattering to say about the officiating, that's for sure, because
really,
every whistle has brought extended conversations between each team's head coach and the referees. Badgers win the draw on the 4-on-4. Kuhlman's at the line. Gets a rounder check from the high slot. Wrist shot is deflected and goes up over top of the net as Kuhlman's got a good opportunity. Ohio State gets it out to center ice and dumps it into the Badgers zone. Feasting hustling after it, getting his own dump-in attempt. Lotch will help it along to the near side. Tries to get it out of the zone. Gets it past Lori to center ice. Bantle ties up his man from behind and knocks down McWard, but loses his stick in the process. And now Thiessen comes back to get the puck in the Ohio State zone. Plays a long lead pass to McWard, who gets in over the Badger blue line. He'll backhand it off the boards to Lori. Lori gets around a check, but couldn't get much on the shot. It goes well wide of the net. On the far side, Bantle is there. Back after missing last night's contest, after getting in a fight himself in the exhibition game against the U.S. National Team Development Program. Here a week ago. Here come the Badgers out of their zone. Stramel in over the line. Stramel with a backhand pass for Lucius. Lucius peels away. A backhander to Stramel, and he found it right on his tape. But Charlie's shot was deflected and went wide of the net. Lucius has it again. Knocked down from behind. Has the puck taken away and a break the other way for Maroney. Maroney got a man with him. Gets it to him. And a one-timer right off the post by Joe Dunlop. The goalie's best friend saves the Badgers there. Ohio State keeps it in the zone. Duke from the high slot lets the wrist shot go right on, and Jared Moe this time makes the save the easy way with the glove and hangs on. 42 seconds to go in the roughing and tripping penalty calls.
So we'll have 4-on-4, and Badgers will make some quick changes with 42 seconds left. So basically that foursome that was out there for a minute and 20 seconds, and except for the turnover by Cruz Lucius at the offensive blue line, not much action, so to speak, that the goaltender had to make any big saves, and he'd like to thank his brother, his defensive partners, the Post Brothers, for that one big save that they did make.
Boy, Joe Dunlop rang the bell about as solidly as you can, and the puck squirted away to the near side. Good news for the Badgers, who control it now off the faceoff. Kuhlman's will send it hard off the boards, and a chance for the Badgers on a 2-on-1 rush. Caulfield got a man with him, but he had got caught at the blue line as the puck bounced around off his stick, and in ahead was either Caulfield himself or D. St. Paul. They call an offside call on the Badgers.
Is that the longest delay you've seen for an offside call?
Yeah.
I mean, Caulfield was halfway to the top of the circles before they made the call. I don't quite understand that.
He regrouped, finally got the puck several feet inside the blue line at that point, and had D. St. Paul with him. Puck might have taken a funny bounce off the boards or glass on its way to getting to Brock. Off the faceoff, it squirts into the Ohio State zone. Lori will take it behind his own net. And the Madison native plays a long lead pass right onto the stick of Tate Singleton. Singleton cuts to the middle with a nice move and shoots and scores. Tate Singleton gets the Buckeyes on the board first. Puts his glove hand to his ear to listen to the crowd taunting them. And the Buckeyes have the advantage, 1-0.
Luke LeMaster one-on-one against Singleton in the corner. Singleton dips the puck between his legs, walks out of the corner. There were two Badgers back, but Luke LeMaster missed that one-on-one. All he had to do was take body and not try and steal the puck. And Singleton makes it 1-0.
14 seconds remain in the penalties as we continue to play 4-on-4. And for Singleton, the West Lebanon, New Hampshire native gets his 6th goal of the year and now his 8th career point against the Badgers. He had 10 goals last year and now 6 this season. Off the faceoff, Lori controls, gets a return pass back, and stops in front of his own net, takes it below the goal line. Lucius takes it away from him, and then Lucius loses control of it. McWard can't get a handle on it. Finally, it pops up into the air. McWard gloves it down. Teams are back at full strength. 5 skaters aside. Buckeyes dump it into the Badger end. Vorlicki has it poked off his stick by Sedlocha. It'll go off the glass behind the Badger net. Controlled by Lindmark, who lifts it out to center ice. It's going to roll on its side. Might find its way to Lucius. It does. Looking for some late help coming, and Stramo couldn't steer the puck to him. Buckeyes will get it out of their own zone. Lori trying to hold off Stramo's back check. Does so long enough to get it into the Badger zone and then head off on a change. 12:45 to go in the second period. Ohio State now leading it 1-0. They get the first goal this evening and bring it back in offside here as Tyler Duke brought it in just a bit too early.
I don't know if it's just the 4-on-4 play that is transferred into the 5-on-5 play, but that is some of the choppiest shifts that we've seen from either team here in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Last night we saw a lot of sharp, clean passing, crisp movement of the puck. Tonight we've seen more bouncing the puck, lobbing it, home run pass, lifting it high into the air, and not many tic-tac-toe type plays tonight.
No, you question yourself. Is that the result of fatigue, or is it better forechecking by the other team? Is it better back-checking by the other team? Who knows?
Lindmark pulls the puck back into his own zone where Kulemans has it. He'll circle around and get ahead of steam going. Send it over to Smolanic. Smolanic gets it into the offensive zone, dumping it deep behind the net. Duke, the first one to it for Ohio State. He'll backhand it behind his own net to the far side, but Lindmark is there. He'll play it back to Smolanic below the goal line. A centering pass comes right through the slot. Back to Kulemans at the blue line. Couldn't get control of it long enough. Gets it to Lotch, however, who then dumps it right back in. Dobish stops it, not even cleanly behind his net, as he was awkwardly crashing into the board, slightly off balance.
I was about to say, there goes the figure skating training.
Yeah, nothing's coming easy tonight. Ohio State gets it into the offensive goal. Regula takes it below the goal line, all the way back with a pass to the point off the skate of Duke, and then hooked down to the ice was Bantle, and I believe that's going to bring the penalty call here on the Buckeyes.
Exactly the case. Bantle had just chipped the puck out, and as soon as he stuck out his leg, Bantle went down. Tripping will be the call.
So the Badgers get a quartz power play on the tripping call, and Duke has some company in the penalty box because Burnside was still in there for his 10-minute misconduct that he got, and Burnside's looking for a friend to talk to. He's doing a lot of chirping at him as he came in there to join his teammate.
Well, Bucky on the power play. This is a golden opportunity, no questions asked.
Reaching the midway point here of the second period with 11:58 to go. Shots on goal, 14 for the Buckeyes, 13 for the Badgers. Ohio State has the big one on the scoreboard and leads it 1-0. They control off the faceoff and send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. Has to play it hard around the boards to Kulemans, who backhands it to D. St. Paul. And now the Badger forward with a head of steam through the neutral zone. His backhand pass attempt fails, but comes right back to him. Stramel sends it cross ice. Puck still just bouncing around. Even on short passes, it just seems like it's not settled down on the ice. Badgers maintain control as they set up the power play. Lucius on the near side to Stramel on a one-timer. Couldn't get much on it. It went to DeSaint Fall, but he couldn't control it, and the Buckeyes sent it all the way down the ice.
Yeah, and Brock Caulfield was standing there waiting for any type of rebound or deflection that he could possibly get. It was a good setup play.
1:20 remaining in the court's power play for the Badgers as they bring it through center ice. DeSaint Fall in over the line, gives it to Caulfield. Backhand pass back to DeSaint Fall to Stramel. He'll send it back to Lucius at the blue line. Cruz looking to the middle to Kuhlman's. Better move it quickly. This is an aggressive, good Ohio State penalty kill unit that has 9 shorthanded goals on the season, most in all of college hockey. Kuhlman's with a one-timer from just inside the blue line. That's blocked and sent all the way down the ice by the Buckeyes. Jared Moe will have to stop it below the goal line.
He's the only guy back there.
Yeah, has to play it away from Thiessing behind his own net. Badgers with some confusion and positioning and where they're in their own zone. Lucius just losing it. And, boy, like you said, whether it's fatigue or sometimes it just looks like Badgers just watching the puck roll off their stick. Here's Lucius getting it in over the line. Badgers, Dexheimer sends it cross ice. Lucius snaps a good one-timer right on, but Dobich makes the save. Lucius heading over the boards has to stop as the puck was played back to him. And then his teammate was coming over the boards in some confusion, and here come the Buckeyes. Bricky's wrist shot is blocked. A chance for Lucius. A backhand. He tried to snap it quickly to Bantle and send him on a breakaway, but the Buckeyes pick it off and dump it right back into the Badger zone.
And that'll pretty much do it.
As the penalties do expire, or the penalty expires, and Ohio State is back at full strength. 12 seconds remaining here in the tripping call to Duke.
I'm not 100% sure why the whistle blew. They're still shorthanded for 12 seconds.
And the faceoff is going to the Ohio State zone.
Must have been a high stick.
As I said, I don't think it could have been icing from there. Off the draw, it squirts right past the Dobish in the net. Comes to the near board. Smolanik will have to get it back out at center ice. He'll play pass ahead to Erdahl as the penalty is set to expire. Zach trying to spin away from a check. His stick is tied up. Can't get control of the puck. Bantle with a one-timer fires it right on Dobish, who makes the save. Bantle has it tied up and his skates below the goal line. It goes past Smolanik. Back to 5 skaters aside. Pass goes too hard for Smolanik. Comes back to the near side. And Vorlicki lets a shot go that goes off the glass and well wide on that. Jugnot just throws it at the net. It deflects off a body. That was Bantle right out front. But Dobish made the save.
Never a bad play.
Dump-in attempt hits Jugnot's skate. He's got it now. Peels away from a forecheck. Gets behind the net. Plays it off the boards on a long lead pass deflected in by Erdahl. Gets it deep into the Ohio State zone. This was something they talked about last night before the game. Get it deep and go to work on the forecheck. Get behind the tough neutral zone defense that Ohio State will put out there at you. Buckeyes come back in and a long shot sent right in on net by Jake Wise. Jared Moe making the save and hanging on with 9:08 to go in the second period. Ohio State on top, 1-0. Let's get a quick timeout. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Today's game is brought to you in part by UW Athletics, proud sponsor. Official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
And don't worry, I will not be driving the Zamboni.
You will not, thankfully. Off the faceoff in the Badger zone. Donovan tries to play it off the wall but can't get it out of the zone. Ohio State keeps it in, plays it to the near side. Lotch will play it back below the goal line behind his own net. Donovan gets it back to Lotch. Aggressive forecheck work by the Buckeyes, but the Badgers play it up off Erdahl's stick and get it deep into the zone. Malmquist ties his man and rides Maroney right into the boards. Mersch holds it at the line, gets it back below the goal line where Dobish has to play it around the boards, but Lotch pinches in to hold it. Gets it down low to Malmquist, sends it back to Mersch at the point. Quickly over to Donovan, his one-timer is deflected out front, and Dobish scoops it out of the air, just snatching that glove out there and fielding it cleanly.
Yeah, fielding it cleanly, but it probably, what, 15 feet in front of him? It just went straight up in the air and did the wobble bobble on him.
It was Shea Donovan, I believe, or Malmquist that was Erdahl, number six, that got his stick on it, deflected, as you mentioned, high up in the air and came in like a fluttering changeup. But Dobish was still able to make the save. Badgers win the draw, but Kulowitz has it taken off his stick. Badgers will have to regroup in their own zone. Stang plays it to center ice to Caulfield. Just a little too long for Kulemans, as I was just about to say. Badgers over the last minute or so had had some much crisper passes and moving the puck better, and then that one right there goes awry. Ohio State in its own zone, leading 1-0 with 8:10 and counting here in the second period. A bad clearing attempt by the Buckeyes gives Caulfield a chance, brings it in the zone, sends it towards Bantle, deflects off his stick to the near side. Bricky being harassed from behind, and then Bricky tries to throw it out. Kulemans pinching in, keeps it in. Caulfield throws it towards the net. Had Stang coming out from below the goal line, he couldn't deflect it, but Sam has it now. Plays it back to Kulemans at the blue line, gets it over to Vorlicki, sends it down low to Caulfield, a one-timer right up front to send right back in on net. A save is made by Dobish off the Vorlicki bid.
Yeah, it was a good give-and-go by Vorlicki and Caulfield. After the puck went down into the corner, Vorlicki, instead of going back to his defensive position, realized that he was being covered for, so he goes into there, but he never really got much wood on that shot.
Might have been about the best sequence of 7-10 passes we saw there in that last minute by the Badgers in moving the puck and creating some chances. Offensive zone faceoff again for the Badgers, now 7:46 to go. In the second period, they trail it 1-0. Last night they led 1-0 after two periods of play, thanks to the first collegiate goal by junior defenseman Luke LeMaster. Off the draw, Lucius will bring it back to the point where Dexheimer throws it below the goal line. Smolanic trying to get to it and does, jabs at it, gets it down low. That was Stramel, 28, not 29 on the far side. Lucius with the clean legs, blind pass, finds Stramel who shoots it. Not sure if that hit Dobish or the defender's mask out front, but it didn't find the net, and it was a near gift, an opportunity for Stramel, who just couldn't bury it. Through all the bodies and traffic out front, Buckeyes get into the offensive zone. Lori with it along the near boards, tries to spin away from Lucius's check, does so, maintains control of the puck. Mason Lori's centering pass deflects high into the air, over the glass and into the stands.
Cubs win.
So face-off, that'll be extra bases here. 7:09 to go in the second period, an offensive zone face-off for the Buckeyes this time to the right of Jared Moe.
Good job by Bucky. When you're regrouping like that and you have a situation where things are kind of discombobulated, Lori takes that shot. There were sticks in the passing lane, and that's the key.
Lucius's backhand between the legs pass deflected off two Buckeye sticks and was moving slowly. DeSanfall helped disrupt the play enough to let the puck get right to Stramel, who found himself alone out front, but there were three bodies between him and the netminder, Jakub Dobish, and had hit one of them out front on his shot. Lori back in his own zone will poke it just ahead to center ice and dumped in by Cam Thiessing. Stop behind the net by Jared Moe. Plays it over to Kulemans. Kulemans backhands it softly to Smolanic, who has to go back to Kulemans below the goal line. Kulemans will wrist it hard around the boards past Lotch. Gilden holds it in the zone. Gilden plays it below the goal line. Not sure if Kulemans was trying to clear it all the way out of the zone. Why he elected to do that, it went right into the Buckeyes forward, who was pinching along the boards. Thiessing inside the blue line, his wrist shot through traffic deflects off bodies, and Jared Moe is not happy with the Buckeye forward that was out front, who continues to shove Corson Kulemans. Moe was down on his knees, and you could see almost the frustration, like, I am tired of being run into tonight after what happened last night and tonight.
Yeah, it's been a couple big...
That was
a cross-check right into Moe.
Frustration all around, because that was Michael Gildon out front. He turned and took the shot off the back of his helmet. So the puck hit the back of his helmet, and that's when he just jabbed at Moe.
I don't know. Michael Gildon is 6'2", 196, but Jared Moe can outweigh him and out-height him.
Michael Gildon, who's a Plano, Texas native, and his brother Max played at the University of New Hampshire and was a draft choice of the Florida Panthers. Lemaster below the goal line gets it to Mersch, up to Malmquist, who plays it hard off the boards and gets it up and out to center ice. Buckeyes have control of it back in their own zone. He comes over to Maroney along the near side. He'll swing it back to his defensive partner, Regula, who plays it through the neutral zone and into the Badger zone. Travis Treloar is the first one there in the forecheck, tied up by Jugnot. Buckeyes will get control of the puck, play it back to Maroney at the blue line. Maroney, a teammate in high school of Jared Moe, but Erdahl gets it away here. Got a man out front. Erdahl with it. Forehand, wrist shot right on. Dobish makes the save. Erdahl follows up but can't get control of the puck. Had a man out front. That was Malmquist, selected to shoot as the pass lane was taken away, but Dobish made the big save.
It would have had to have been a pretty pinpoint, 100% accurate pass. By no stretch of the imagination do I discredit Erdahl for taking that shot. Malmquist wasn't really as open as he appeared.
Defenseman C.J. Regula definitely was saying, I'm going to play the pass here and take that lane away, leave my goaltender Jakub Dobish to deal with the shooter, and he did just that.
Probably not a bad percentage play on his behalf.
No, indeed. Jakub Dobish, 15-9-1 in the season, a 2.27 goals against average and 9.18 save percentage. At center ice, Stang tripped up, backhands it into the zone where Maroney has it. Maroney will play it high and all the way down the ice into the Badger zone and bring an icing call on the Badger or on the Buckeyes. Maroney, who I mentioned, was a high school teammate of Jared Moe.
I just watched Mike Vorlicki after the icing call.
Yeah.
Throw the puck about 9,000 feet into the air, and in the old days, that used to be a penalty.
Been a lot of changes in the law and in the game of hockey. That's what I keep hearing from the kids anyway. Vorlicki with a shot from the point. It breaks the stick of the Buckeyes forward, Messina, who has to head off and get a new twig. Badgers' Shea Donovan throws it from the near boards right onto Dobish, who makes the save and covers up with 5:16 to go in the second period.
Well, Shea, that's the fastest I've ever seen Carson Bantle move to avoid the offside. He skated harder on avoiding the offside than he does when he's in a regular shift.
So the faceoff will come to the right of number 44, Jakub Dobish, the Ohio State netminder. Taking it will be Lindmark for the Badgers. Out there with Smolonic and Horbach. Along the blue line, it's Donovan and Vorlicki. Good job to pull it right back to Donovan. Donovan winds up, tees one up, throws it right into his teammate Lindmark, who was down out front in the slot area. Buckeyes lift it out to center ice. Vorlicki can't control it. Bounces around off both teams, and finally Halliday with a little backhand pass to Bricky. A centering pass comes right up front. Sedlocha deflected it, but Moe made the save. Buckeyes keep it in. Halliday from over the Big Ten logo gives it over to Bricky. A centering pass goes right into the Badgers. Lindmark looks, had a man streaking, tries to get a long lead pass to him. It finds its way to Smolonic, but he couldn't control it. And the Buckeyes, Lori at center ice, backhands it, but it's picked off by Lindmark. Got a man with him. Lindmark with a wrist shot right on. Oh, the save was made, and Smolonic was there for the rebound, but the puck went hard past him. He couldn't get his stick on it.
Well played.
That's center ice. Kuhlemans gets it back in over the line. Horbach was knocked down in front of his bench, and that's going to bring a penalty call on the Buckeyes. I believe a roughing call as Horbach is slow to get back up and go to his bench.
Yeah, I think he's gotten underneath the skin.
2 minutes roughing on Camille Sedlocha.
I got a feeling that Camille has Horbach under his skin, and he was going to get the last shot.
He played for the Madison Capitals, was born in Poland, and moved to the U.S. at the age of two. He's missed the last 2 months, more or less, for the Buckeyes after an incident against Michigan State that, after some review by the Big Ten and by Ohio State and by Michigan State, Ohio State elected to just send him home for a time period. His first return to action has been this weekend for Ohio State.
Golden opportunity here, Bucky.
Quartz power play for the Badgers, looking to get on the board for the first time here tonight. Kuhlemans with it at the blue line, gives it to Lucius. Lucius will take it down to the circle. From the near side, let's a wrist shot go that's gloved out of the air by Dobish.
Every shot you don't take doesn't score, so Cruz, let him go.
Yeah, and thinking of that shot a moment ago that was just totally intentional, knowing that Smolanic was going hard to the net, that if this one is a pad save, it's going right onto my guy charging to the net. So great idea, just didn't work. Kuhlemans has it at the blue line. He'll play it cross ice as the Badgers set up the power play. DeSaint Fall below the circle. Stops at the goal line. Sends it back to Kuhlemans at the point. From the far side, he throws it right on net. Dobisch makes the save. Then he's hit down from behind. Dobisch is on the ice, sprawled out behind the net on top of the puck.
The puck is still live.
Yeah, the puck is still live. A couple of players for either team are back there. Nobody's trying to touch the netminder and trying to say this puck is still live. They do play it. Held at the line by Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans looking. Little drop pass for Lucius. Lucius will walk it over to the middle. At the Big Ten logo, flicks the backhand pass to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans fakes one direction, takes it down low, below the circle. Stops at the goal line, sends it back to Lucius. Badgers moved it much quicker on the power play last night than they're doing here tonight as they take their time surveying the situation. DeSaint Fall fans on the shot attempt. Buckeyes clear it out to center ice. Kuhlemans has it, gives it to Lucius, has to wait for his teammates to get onside. Cruz dangles the puck at the blue line, and it goes off his stick and all the way back into the Badger zone. Kuhlemans regroups. 50 seconds to go in the roughing call. Badgers power play continues. Kuhlemans at center ice. Just a sloppy backhand pass to no one in particular. Erdahl has it now. Boy, it is almost like the energy's come out of the Badgers when they get on the power play here. They've taken their foot off the gas pedal instead of putting the hammer down. Here comes Stramel. He'll wrist it hard into the offensive zone. It hops over Dobisch's stick. Smolanic along the far boards. Helps it along to Jugnauth. Back to Dexheimer at the blue line. Ben will play it off the boards into the skate of Jugnauth, and the Buckeyes are able to send it all the way down the ice as the Badgers were trying to get a change as well of a couple of players.
And with only 16 seconds left, you've got one shot at it, gentlemen.
Dexheimer's pass ahead to Jugnauth. Jugnauth in over the line. Got help with him. Gives it to Bantle. Bantle backhands it off the boards to Dexheimer. Dexheimer to Jugnauth. Top of the circle. Sends it down low to Bantle. Bantle looking up front. Had Smolanic coming on the back door, but the pass was off the mark. It was to where he was and not where he was going. A break for the Buckeyes the other way. And a singleton bid as the puck flutters slowly through the blue paint and just wide of the net. But a whistle after and the fact and a slashing penalty call is indicated here.
Going to come up. It's going to be the Badgers shorthanded now for the last 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Again, a shorthanded opportunity for Ohio State. Erdahl was the last guy who had turned the puck over. He ends up coming back, takes the slashing call. It's a good penalty to take because it would have resulted in a goal. Jared Moe had already slid to the left-hand side of the net, and he was trying to pull it to his right-hand side. Would have been an easy goal for the Ohio State player. It's a chance you got to take.
Unless my eyes are deceiving me and seeing the replay, he might have gotten a little bit of a stick, but Erdahl had one hand on his stick, and it would have been the weakest slashing call I think I've ever seen. He did get him then. It looked like his stick continued on and bounced off him and hit him up high, which is probably enough to call the slashing there. Buckeyes get the power play here, leading it 1-0. Shot from the far side is blocked. Halliday with the bid. Treloar with it now. Below the circle, snaps one through the blue paint that goes wide of the net and all the way back out to center ice where Lorelei has to retrieve it for Ohio State. Flips it ahead to Jake Wise. Wise back to Mason Lorelei through center ice and in over the Badger blue line. 120 and counting in the slashing call to Erdahl. Halliday sends it over to Lorelei. He snaps a wrist shot off quickly right on to Jared Moe, makes the save. Lorelei keeping it in the zone in the far corner. Puck bouncing around, finally gathered and wristed hard around the boards, but not out of the zone by Vorlicki. Treloar plays it off the boards to Wise. Wise will walk it down and then send the puck back to the point to Halliday. Halliday swings it over to Lorelei. Lorelei gives it off to Halliday, bottom of the far circle. His pass, tried to get it to Lorelei, is knocked out of the air by Horbach, and then Jack will flip it softly into the Ohio State zone, and the Badgers can change all four penalty killers here now with 45 seconds to go in the Buckeyes power play. Lorelei emerging from his own zone, plays it ahead to Wise. Wise throws it off the back wall behind the net, final minute of the period. Puck finds its way to Stang. He'll backhand it out to center ice and all the way into the Ohio State zone. Hustling after it is Mersch. His backhand attempt fails, but he gets to the puck now. Mersch controlling it in the offensive zone, looking for some help. Dominic snaps a pass off to the far side. Keeps it in the zone as he got it to Lotch, who played it down low to Stang, who backhands it towards Dobisch. Dobisch well out of his crease behind the net again, and Mersch harassing him enough to disrupt the play. 12 seconds and counting here in the power play. Badgers controlled center ice. Lotch with it, gets it to Malmquist. He'll dump it in hard into the offensive zone. Crowd giving a round of applause here for the penalty killer is well-deserved for the Badgers. As the penalty expires, Erdahl has to wait as the traffic flows right by him. He's back on the ice. The Badgers are at full strength. 15 seconds to go in the period. Erdahl trying to harass Lorai from behind, but Lorai gets it through center ice. Long reach brings it into the offensive zone. Takes it below the goal line behind the net. But Shea Donovan pokes it off his stick. Lorai spins around and whacks it, sending it towards the point. Held by McWard. His shot is blocked. Horn sounds, ending the second period of play.
Ouch.
Badgers lead in the shots on goal department by 4 at 22-18, but they trail the Buckeyes after 40 minutes of action, 1-0. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Are you ready to start a meaningful career? Now you can get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training. WISCaregiver.com will connect you with employers all across Wisconsin. You choose the location where you'll earn while you learn to become a CNA and receive a $500 bonus. Get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training through WISCaregiver.com. Get your free start in healthcare. Register today at WISCaregiver.com.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And you can play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Ian, after that second period of play, things didn't suddenly change in terms of the flow and the way the game was going. Still choppy. Badgers had some chances in that period, but find themselves trailing still 1-0 and really didn't get much going on that power play at all.
Ironically, the power play has been their Achilles heel tonight. They had the 5-on-3, never got much, except they did get some better shots on the 5-on-3. In this second period and the power play, the one power play that they did have, pretty anemic, to be honest with you.
And the Badgers find themselves trailing 1-0. 22 shots on goal for the Badgers, 18 for Ohio State. The Badgers now 0-for-4 on the power play this evening after scoring twice on the man advantage last night. 5 shots on goal. The Buckeyes 0-for-1. Ohio State's taken 6 penalties for 20 minutes. They had the 10-minute misconduct mixed in there as well. Badgers 2 penalties for 4 minutes. Jakub Dobish with 22 saves. Jared Moe with 17 for the Badgers. Only goal of the game so far coming in this second period. Tate Singleton getting his 6th of the season. Mason Lorai, the Madison native, gets the assist, as well as Stephen Halliday, who leads the Buckeyes team in points at the 6:24 mark. That the only goal, an even strength tally, and we stand at 1-0 after 2 periods of play. Our second intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. In 2 minutes, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings. Like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin. Ready to treat any sports injury. And number 1 hospital in the state. Delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Add style to your bathroom with a Kohler Elate sliding shower door at Menards. The frameless design emphasizes its tempered glass to create a sleek, minimalist look. The Kohler Elate sliding shower door is available in different finishes and features clean coat technology, which creates a barrier between the water and the glass to help keep the door looking like new. Save big money on Kohler shower doors now at Menards. Savings good through January 22nd.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back inside the Colson, the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Parent. 40 minutes are in the books here tonight in this series finale, and the 7th-ranked Buckeyes lead the Badgers by the score of 1-0 in our Badgers in the Pros segment. Some bad news to update for Badger fans.
Ouch.
Even you, Ian, the Toronto Maple Leafs fan, and I know your team is playing the Habs tonight, doesn't like to hear this. Cole Caulfield, the former Badger and Hobie Baker Award winner, injured and appears to be his right shoulder or wrist. He's out for the season, they were saying, were the early reports out of Montreal. So first and foremost, we wish for a full and speedy recovery for Cole Caulfield. Sorry to hear that news. He'd been scoring goals as he always does again this season for the Canadiens. Off to a good start was Cole Caulfield.
Yeah, he was off. He was the bright spot of the Montreal Canadiens, to say the least. But the headline or the ticker at the bottom of the NHL channel said that out for the season as a result of shoulder surgery, upcoming shoulder surgery.
Certainly no good for Cole Caulfield, and so we certainly wish him, as I mentioned, a full recovery. The other action in the Big Ten going on, one final already. Penn State, a 3-2 win over Notre Dame at home for the Nittany Lions, so they salvage a series split against the Fighting Irish. Of course, the Badgers next weekend will be on the road in South Bend to take on Notre Dame, a team they're trying to catch in the standings. And the battle with first place Minnesota against Michigan last night lived up to its billing. It went to overtime, and the Gophers won in a game that was, well, at least if you looked at social media, marred by controversy from penalty calls to early whistles to whatever it was, and the Gophers won late in overtime. Those teams just getting underway tonight in that battle in the Big Ten. And that's some high-flying forward action there, Ian, with the puck moving between those two teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of people you're going to see on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
In the near future.
When they're getting paid to be so.
Yes.
Not just NIL money, indeed. Yeah. Our score here, Badgers trailing the Buckeyes 1-0. Third period coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi Mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 18. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Teams have returned to the ice as we get set for period number three in a 1-0 game. The Buckeyes leading the Badgers in this series finale. Badgers shooting for their first Big Ten series sweep since last season. While the Buckeyes, ranked seventh in the country, tied for second place in the conference entering the weekend, trying to salvage a series split here on the road after splitting on the road last weekend in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. And, of course, as every timeout or as every stoppage when the clock isn't running is a chance for a coach to have a conversation with an official, and that's what Steve Rolick's doing right now in a very animated fashion right in front of the Buckeyes bench.
If finally, he had one of those little megaphone things, he would be right in the guy's ear.
Yes. Not sure if he had as many conversations with the officials when he was the captain of the Badgers winning the national championship in 1990, but if he did, there was a lot of stoppages back then.
Nope.
Badgers get it into the offensive zone. Bantle below the goal line, checked to the boards by Jake Wise. Loses control of the puck. Stang keeps it in momentarily along the far boards. And finally, Wise gets it out to center ice, but dumped right back in by Caulfield as the Badgers get a quick change here. Opening seconds of the second period. Staying along the near boards, keeps it in, but Wise gets to it first. He'll send it to the far side as McWade plays it up along the far boards, and then it's snapped cross ice onto the stick of Wise, who tries to dump it in, but plays it right into Vorlicki as the Buckeyes go for a change. Vorlicki gains the center line. He'll wrist it hard around the boards. Lindmark is there, slides it down low, but it gets past its intended target in Smolonic. Horbach plays it below the goal line. It goes past Milanic, controlled by Duke. Plays a pass cross ice to Singleton, and he'll bring it through the neutral zone. Singleton cuts towards the middle, avoids a couple of checks, but loses control of the puck. Dexheimer winds up, chops, can't get the puck out of the zone. Horbach fails on the wrist attempt, but it rolls off his stick harmlessly and out to center ice. That's all right. Then Duke fights on it as well. Seen a couple of those here tonight.
A lot of hot potato action going on here.
Yeah, Dexheimer can't clear the zone. Vorlicki gathers it below the goal line. He'll wrist it along the far boards trying to get it out, but Singleton gets it, plays it towards the middle, right onto Halliday's stick, but he's checked before he can get the shot off. Badgers clear the zone. It'll go all the way down. No icing call here as Dobish stops it behind his own net. Plays it over to Bricky as Cruz was bearing down on him. Sent out to center ice. Badgers create a turnover, but then turn it right back over themselves. Bricky will play it ahead off the stick of Dunlop and high and off the netting out of play. And so a faceoff just over a minute 40 into the period here.
Going to see some quick changes here. You see Coach Rolick just telling those guys, get it up the ice, get it in, get it off. Let's keep going.
Badgers shooting for win number 4 in Big Ten play this season and number 11 on the season. The Buckeyes looking for win number 16 and trying to stay in that chase for second place. Everybody well behind the first place Minnesota Gophers right now in the Big Ten standings. Buckeyes in their own zone will break it out cleanly. Cassidy plays it towards the middle, and it's dumped in by Dunlop. Dunlop then, or excuse me, 71, not 21, Patrick Guzzo, who gets to the puck below the goal line, plays it back to the point. McWade goes cross ice. It's thrown towards the net from the far boards. It's deflected. Guzzo sent the shot towards Moe. It bounces around, and luckily for the Badgers, misses the net. At center ice, Lori trying to dangle it, get between a couple of players, does so, but brings his teammates in offside. And so a faceoff outside the Badgers zone. It's almost 2.5 minutes gone by here in the third period.
That's a little side of Mr. Lori, Mason Lori, that I haven't seen. The referee was coming to get the puck off his stick, and he dumped it back into the corner and make him skate even farther.
You said last night that Mason Lori... who was his hero or the player he reminded you of? You're saying another big left-handed defenseman that also played for the Boston Bruins, who Mason Lori was drafted by?
Yeah, some guy named Zdeno Chara.
Yeah, when Lori had 6'4" and that long blade he's got for a stick, a lot in common there, at least from the looks at first glance. And he's also drafted by Boston. Here's the Badgers ice it, and they'll go back into their end for a faceoff.
I don't know if he'll will be that much of a physical presence by comparison to Zdeno Chara. Not the most violent defenseman that ever played for Boston, but there was a lot of body contact going on when he played.
Yeah, you didn't want to mess with him. Whether the alley was dark or well lit, you were not messing with Zdeno Chara. Mersch loses the draw, but it's steered well wide of Jared Moe and comes to the near corner. First one there is Wise. He'll play it down low with the backhander. Mersch dumps his man down to the ice and then falls down on top of him. Lotch ties up his man in Gildon. It's played back to the point. Regula will send it to the far side as the Buckeyes move it around in the offensive zone. Long shot is turned aside off the stick of Maroney. Yep. Badgers poke it away. Lotch does so, but he's going to get a penalty call here. Delayed call coming on the Badgers as Dobish heads over to the bench for the extra attacker. Maroney fakes the shot, sends it to the far side. A one-timer off Regula's stick is blocked out front, and then Lotch, the culprit, once he touches it, he'll be escorted to the penalty box.
And take a two-minute minor for holding. As the Ohio State player came out from behind the goal line extended, Daniel Lotch was over top of him and ended up having to hold his left arm in order so that he didn't get a good scoring opportunity. Not sure that it was a justifiable penalty, but as soon as he wrapped his arm around him, it was textbook.
Ohio State power play 0-for-1 this evening. Now 24 for 109 on the season at about 22%. They were 22nd in all of college hockey entering the weekend. Last night they were 0-for-2. They were 0-5 in their loss on Saturday at Michigan. So three games without a power play goal, or 2.5 here at this point. But they had scored 4 goals in a big 7-1 victory on Friday night at Michigan. So you know they have a dangerous power play. And a number of different players have all scored for them on the man advantage. They've got multiple goals, in fact. Off the draw, it'll go all the way back into the Ohio State zone where Bricky regroups behind his own net. They break it out the far side, but turn it over to Kuhlemans, who will wrist it right back in. Dobish leaves it for Bricky. Bricky with a long lead pass through center ice to McQuaid. McQuaid stops once he gets into the offensive zone. His pass back to the point is deflected and goes back out to center ice. Good pressure by Horbach, who had his stick held so much, it was taken right out of his hands momentarily. Ohio State dumps it in. Kuhlemans is the first one there to it. Hustles below the goal line and quickly sends it all the way down the ice. Good start here for the Badgers in the first 40 seconds and counting of this Ohio State power play. Dunlop gets it out to center ice, plays it cross ice. As the Buckeyes get it in over the line, Wise will dump it behind the goal, but the Badgers will get control of it. A chance for Mersch, the Badgers captain, to send it all the way, bouncing end over end. Fielding the ground ball at the other end is Jakub Dobish. Buckeyes break it out of their own zone. Treloar gets it into the Badger zone. Puts on the brakes at the goal line. Plays it down low. Can't get the return pass. Vorlicki takes over control. Taking it out the far side. Vorlicki will go to center ice. Doesn't have the numbers, but Vorlicki has the speed. Gets around the first check. Loses control of the puck, however. The Buckeyes' Lori now has it on his stick. 35 seconds remaining in the holding call to Daniel Lotch. Here come the Buckeyes out of their own zone. Lori in over the blue line. Plays it to the near side to Gildon. Gets it down low to Lori. Tries to do the lacrosse Michigan-type move. And as he does so, had it bumped right off his stick by Horbach. And then Horbach keeps throwing his hip into Lori as they had a conversation where Lori has to look down at it.
3 or 4 times last night, the similar situation happened where Horbach and Lori, as they were skating back to the bench, had words. Let's put it that way. They had words.
And as well with all of that, the net came off its mooring. So a faceoff in the Badgers' zone. Their penalty kill unit, Wisconsin now 74-92 on the season, including the earlier kill in this game. Entered the weekend 34th in all the NCAA. They were a perfect 2-for-2 last night. In fact, they only allowed one shot on goal to the Buckeyes in those two-man advantages. Puck was sent into the Badgers bench, so we'll do it all over again.
Whether this will be the wrong thing to say or not, but Ohio State has not had a shot on net in this power play.
Clearly, it was the wrong thing to say. Well, we'll see what happens. Lori keeps it in the zone at the blue line, plays it down low, and then gets the return pass. Mason slides a little backhand pass over to Wise, who loses control of it, and the Badgers send it all the way down the ice. And Ian was spot on. Forget the jinx, bad luck. Nope, you can keep saying if those are the results, that's for sure. Ohio State brings it out of their zone as Bricky gets it in. Just as Lotch comes out of the box, the Badgers are back at full strength, still trailing by 1. Mo makes a save on a shot from the far side. Puck comes to the near board. Lifted high into the air and out of the zone by Lotch and all the way back into the Buckeye zone. And then Lotch can get off on a change. The Badgers did the first part. They killed off the Ohio State penalty. And now what they need to do is generate some offense at the other end. Shots on goal, 22 for the Badgers, 21 for the Buckeyes. In his own zone, LeMaster plays it on the far boards, can't get it out. It comes back in deep, and LeMaster gets it again. He'll play it off the boards in a second attempt. Gets it to Lucius, who chops it, can't get it out to center ice. And the Buckeyes keep the pressure on. A sharp angle shot right on the net by Guzzo, 71-11. Is denied by Moe. Here come the Badgers. D. St. Paul through center ice. Got a trailer in Lucius. Looks towards the middle. Spinorama by D. St. Paul with a backhander right on, but tight to the post was Dobish, who makes the save. Stramel trying to prod it loose from behind. Disrupts the flow enough to have the puck squirt out to center ice where the Badgers get control of it. D. St. Paul takes a hard pass off a stick from short range. Had to regroup and bring it back deep into his own zone. Vorlicki with it now through the neutral zone. Vorlicki in over the line. The defenseman cuts to the middle. His shot hits a skate. Goes all the way to the far boards. Badgers keep it in. Thrown from below the goal line right onto Dobish, who covers it up. And he'll take a faceoff to his left.
And again, after with 6.5 minutes gone, even though the puck has been frozen by the goaltender Dobish, you turn around and there's a little push by a Badger forward, then there's another little push by an Ohio State defenseman, and that's going to continue for the rest of the game. You can almost guarantee yourself that.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Off the faceoff, puck comes back to the blue line. Jugnauth has control of it. He'll play it off the back wall. Bounces out front, right through the slot. Lotch pinching in, keeps it below the goal line. Daniel spins around, looking for a centering pass attempt. Instead, plays it now towards the blue line, where Bantle is there. Gets around one Buckeye, then cuts hard to the middle. Still on his stick. Bantle follows up. Had the puck loose, bouncing around. Just couldn't get control of it enough to get a shot on it. And finally, Dobisch dives on top of it.
I thought for sure that that was going to go right between the wickets of the goaltender Dobisch, because Bantle drove to the middle and just tried to make that little chip shot, and the goaltender was diving out for it. There was wide open space, and actually it did end up right in his midsection.
Bantle tried to lift it over a couple of sticks. The first move worked, then the puck bounced off the Buckeyes defender's skate. Bantle had it again, tried to lift it through the traffic to get himself into a shooting position, and couldn't do so by the time Dobisch dove on top of it.
Going to get him a shovel for next week.
Needs one. Badgers win the draw. Comes back to Jugnauth, who fires it on a quick one-timer right on net. Dobisch makes the save, and then he doesn't let his teammates do it. He shoves Horbach right in the chest.
Yep.
To get away, and then some more bodies tangled up. Well, if the game plan for Ohio State tonight was make it gritty, make it ugly, slow, choppy, and a little irritable on both sides, mission accomplished so far here with almost 7 minutes gone by in the third period. That's been the story of this game and the flowing and pacing of it so far.
I don't think there's any love lost.
No, not indeed. Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers on the far side to the left of Jakub Dobisch. Oh, psych. Everybody put their sticks down, and Horbach was going hard to the net. He collided with Duke, who is slow to get back up, and then Duke chops at Horbach, and the officials have to come in and separate everyone, and the puck was never dropped. So Lindmark to do it all over again, loses this one as Wise pulls it back into the corner. Lifted high into the air, alley-oop out to center ice. Jugnauth has it now in his own zone for the Badgers.